T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Benjamin Albright, friend of the show, at Albright NFL on Twitter, NFL writer. And we've had him on a number of times. But big news in the National Football League today. Ben, thanks so much for taking the time for us. Just your initial reaction, Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reid settling with the National Football League. What was your response to it?
Well, I felt like this was a long time coming. The league wanted this kind of, you know, embarrassing sting behind them. You know, Kaepernick and Reid were looking for closure for what they've been after for a while, and I feel like this is the best way to do it. Neither side was necessarily likely to win in court simply because of the way the law is laid out. So it was likely to be embarrassing for everybody if it had actually gone to court, with the NFL's private communications getting exposed, and you know, and Kaepernick and Reid probably ultimately unable to you know, settle that to the letter of the law to get the verdict they want. So I think this is an amicable settlement for everybody. Right now, we don't know what the money is, but we will shortly, even with the non-disclosure agreements, because each team is going to have to pay 1/32nd of, you know, of the settlement, and the Packers release their financials publicly every year. So we'll know next year exactly how much the settlement was.
Well, I'm curious, Ben, on how you view it, because I see where you're coming from. A lot of people are speculating on a national scene that maybe this meant the NFL knew Kaepernick had evidence that was damning against them. So why go to court? Why go to that length? Let's get you a check now. Do you buy that theory?
To a degree. I don't know that he necessarily had anything that was super damaging in the sense that he would win his verdict, but the NFL's private communications probably contain quite a few embarrassing items in there, and the last thing you want to do, especially with, you know, new competing leagues popping up right and left, is have those communications out in the public eye.
Yeah, we're talking with Benjamin Albright, NFL writer at Albright NFL on Twitter. A report came out yesterday that he was demanding $20 million to play.
That is totally false. Totally false.
Yeah, what did you think when you heard it, and then just kind of you just checked on people to find out if there was any truth behind it?
Well, my eyes went wide because I already knew that was not accurate. I have a good source in the AAF who's, you know, who's kind of helped me with some things there. They reached out to Kaepernick and Tebow. That part is true. Neither of them were interested in playing. No money was ever discussed. I called my source back at the time. I was like, what is going on with this? And he said, the Associated Press is normally better than to run with a story that has a single source that wasn't verified by anybody, a single anonymous source not verified by anybody. So, you know, that was their comment.
Well, where do we go from here, Benjamin? Because a lot of people are wondering now, is the story officially dead? Kaepernick got the money. Obviously, going in a lawsuit, that's what he was looking for because of collusion. Are we still going to hear about Colin Kaepernick not getting the shot? I think there's a mix in this country of sports fans that are interested in it just to see what is coming from it, and other people are exhausted from it. Do you think it ends today now that the settlement's been reached?
I don't think it ends today, and I certainly would like to see him get a camp invite somewhere with the NFL to see, you know, so we could settle it once and for all, you know, as far as that stuff goes. I don't particularly think he's going to have much of an NFL career, if one at all, going forward. He's about 5 or 6 years removed from being productive, you know, in the NFL. That's a downer. Being involved with one of these minor leagues, I don't think really fits his, you know, his agenda. I feel like he's a guy that's, you know, that's kind of done with football, honestly. It feels like a guy who's moving to the next phase of his life, and he wants to work in social justice, and now he's got the startup capital to be able to do that kind of thing, and, you know, I think that that's certainly commendable. You know, if he's got positive causes he wants to do, more power to him.
Talking about Benjamin Albright, NFL writer at Albright NFL on Twitter. So your sense, like if you're a betting man, you would say probably doesn't play in the NFL again?
Yeah, if you gave me $1 million and told me I had to bet it on one outcome, I'd bet it all on doesn't play another down in the NFL.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, sticking in the NFL with you, there's also some people wondering about what Nick Foles' market's going to be because that whole ugly thing with the Eagles that's going down. How many teams do you think are really in the running to want to sign Nick Foles to a decent deal?
Not very many. I tried to tell people this last year when people were, you know, floating theories that he was going to pull two first-round draft picks and all this other stuff after that Super Bowl run. And, you know, the market for Nick Foles is not very high. Most of the league is not convinced that he's a solid starter outside of that Andy Reid, Doug Peterson system. I suspect that he's going to wind up in Jacksonville on a much smaller deal than people think, you know, and probably for a third-round draft pick.
Yeah, but what'd you make of the Joe Flacco trade the other day that we saw him go? Going to Denver, I believe a fourth round pick going in return. What were your thoughts on that?
In terms of talent, it's kind of an out of the frying pan into the fire kind of deal. You know, he and Case Keenum are kind of opposite sides of the same coin. They do the totally different things, but, you know, you arrive at the same levels of production, at the same levels of efficiency when all said and done. You know, I talked to some Broncos coaches, and they just said, well, look, we love Case. He's a good guy. But, you know, in the end, Joe Flacco's arm forces you to defend every blade of grass on the field, and Case just doesn't. So that's the reason we gave up the fourth we got for Demaryius for him.
If you were to poll the NFL teams, which player do you think teams would rather bring in on a big deal, Odell Beckham or Antonio Brown?
Odell Beckham, hands down.
Just from the on-the-field stuff or, like, even taking into account the off-the-field antics?
Both. Okay. You know, Odell's younger. You're not getting a guy who, you know, has done some of the things that Antonio has done. Well, Odell's been a distraction in some sense. It's a little bit different than some of the things Antonio Brown has done, which have been kind of malicious. Today he was on the Twitter favoriting tweets where people suggested that Ben Roethlisberger was a rapist. That's not going to buy you a lot of goodwill.
That's not good. Well, on that note, I am curious to ask you, we already asked you one gambling question. How about another one? If you had to put money on, if not only obviously Odell has to get traded, it seems like Antonio Brown will in the amount of time, where would you put your money on them ending up?
With Antonio, I would say the front runner is the San Francisco 49ers. You know, there's some other teams out there that'd be interested, but I would suggest they would be far and away the front runner. They've got the money to be able to facilitate it. They've got the cap room, and they've got the need. As far as Beckham goes, oof, if he gets traded, and I don't think that that's 100% likely, I would suggest that Cleveland would probably be the thing. He has a very good relationship with Jarvis Landry. They've got the money, and I would suggest that'd be a good fit.
Yeah, were their teammates at LSU,
teammates,
right?
At LSU, yeah.
Correct.
You know, the other thing I'm thinking about, too, with the NFL is a lot of movement, a lot of people wondering and speculating how that's going to involve the draft. Are you a Kyler Murray guy or no?
I'm not. I can tell you as a short, smallish, fast quarterback myself back in the day, playing like that is very, very fun until a big guy catches you, and then it's not. I'll say this. If you're a short quarterback, you know, there's two ways generally in college they used to mask that deficiency. In Oklahoma did them both. You widen the splits in your offensive lineman, and you drop the quarterback further deep in their drop in order to be able to see the field better. And the problem with doing that in the pros is if you widen those splits, teams are going to double-egg that blitz you to death. And if you drop them further in your drop, well, you're just dropping them right back into the rush arc of most defensive ends. They don't have to get any bend in order to be able to sack you, so you're an easier sack target. So, you know, I'm not saying that Kyler can't be successful in the NFL. I'm just saying that the things that they did at Oklahoma to make him successful don't work in the NFL.
We'll get you out on this one. I saw you have a pinned tweet, and I think it's a really cool thing to do. You're saying on your preseason predictions next year that for everyone that you get wrong, you're going to donate $100 to the Paralyzed Veterans of America. I think that's a great way to handle because we all screw up on our preseason predictions. Do you have any thoughts for a prediction right now that you think you're definitely going to be paying for?
Oh, man, that's a good one. Nothing that jumps out at me yet that I'm going to be dead wrong on. We had a couple, all total, I think, since we pinned that tweet, we've donated $800. So, you know, I took a couple of ones that I was already going to be wrong on, went ahead and threw the money in. But nothing new that's jumping out at me yet. But I tell you what, if something comes up, you'll be the first to know.
I love it.
What was the biggest whiff for you last year? And maybe what is one of the bigger whiffs in your career where you were like, I can't believe I went the wrong way on that one?
Oh, man. Oof. You know, I thought Brian Brown was going to be a 10-year All-Pro. I really whiffed on that one. The quarterback came out of Arkansas a couple years ago, Tyler Wilson. I thought he was going to be a star in the league. I whiffed on that one pretty bad. Man, what else? The Kareem Hunt thing is the most recent one. I thought Kareem was going to wind up in Buffalo. They were really heavily sniffing him, and then it ended up being Cleveland. So that's the most recent.
Yeah, there you go. Benjamin Albright, great stuff. At Albright NFL on Twitter. Give him a follow and keep up with all of his great work. Ben, we appreciate the time, man. I know it's a busy news day, and thanks for taking a few minutes for us here in Portland.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.